Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we're continuing our discussion of the fact that as sons and daughters of God, we have an inheritance. This week, we're going to specifically focus on the fact that it is an imperishable inheritance. When we receive Jesus, when we believe on Jesus, we receive eternal life, the life in God himself, and we become literal sons and daughters of God through the new birth, sons with an inheritance. Our inheritance as sons and daughters of God includes everything we need for this life and for the life to come. Last week, we talked about the fact that in the life to come, our inheritance means a home in heaven. When your body stops working and you leave your body, you will pass into the unseen realm of God we call heaven. Our inheritance also includes being reunited with our physical body, raised from the dead, and made immortal and incorruptible in connection with the second coming of Jesus. That's part of your inheritance. Yes, we temporarily separate from our physical bodies at death, but we will be reunited with them in connection with the return of Jesus to this earth. Our bodies raised from the grave and made immortal or beyond the touch of death and incorruptible beyond the touch of sin, corruption, and old age and death. And we will return to earth to live forever on this earth once it is made new. That's all part of our inheritance. It's yet to come. Last week, we focused on the fact that our inheritance includes access to the provision and power of the unseen kingdom of God to help us live our life for him. We looked at examples of how Jesus accessed the unseen kingdom, its power and provision, to help him overcome in this life. And he's our example of how sons of God live. Now, our key verses were found in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, where we find out we have a heavenly inheritance, and Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, where we find out our inheritance includes spiritual blessings. And we made the point that the impact of this is lost on us because of misconceptions about what it means to have a heavenly inheritance that includes spiritual blessings. And we have misconceptions about how we access it. Let me just briefly recap what we said last week and then we'll add to it. I know I repeat a lot, but I don't apologize for that. Number one, I give a whole lot of information and I'm the only one who hears every word I say. No matter how carefully you listen, we're just wired that way. And then number two, the more that I repeat it, the more chance there is that one, you'll understand it and two, you'll remember it. So I don't apologize for repeating. This is what we said so far. We have an inheritance in heaven. This means that we have provision in and from another dimension. There's more to reality than what we perceive with our physical senses. God is unseen or invisible, and he has created both seen things and unseen things. Heaven is God's unseen home. Now, in God's home, there are spiritual provisions. Spiritual means invisible. The fact that we can't see it doesn't mean it's not real or less real than what we see. The spiritual preceded and produced the visible when the invisible God spoke his invisible world. This entire visible realm came into existence. And the spiritual or the invisible can and does affect and change the unseen realm. We referred last week to 2 Kings chapter 6, where Elisha the prophet was unafraid in the face of a much larger enemy force because he knew he was protected by beings in the unseen realm. In other words, he had spiritual provision, protection from the unseen realm. He'd seen those beings on a previous occasion when he witnessed the prophet Elijah being taken into heaven, into the unseen dimension, by these unseen beings. Elisha was persuaded of the power, the unseen power of the invisible dimension. He was persuaded that this unseen power from an invisible dimension was available to him as a righteous man. He knew he had spiritual provision. There is a veil, if I can say it that way, that's a terminology the Bible uses. There's a veil that separates the unseen realm and the seen realm. If that veil were pulled back, we'd see that we're citizens of heaven, we're citizens of this unseen kingdom with access to its power and provision. Christianity is both supernatural and transformational. The unseen power of the invisible God affects and changes the material world as he carries out his plan to have a family of holy, righteous sons and daughters with whom he can dwell forever on this earth made new. We said last week, we're born again by this unseen power from another dimension. I'm putting it in different terms. Now, this is all Bible terms, but we don't usually talk like this. We talk about getting saved. We talk about being born again. Absolutely, absolutely. But what happened? Unseen power from an unseen realm produced a change in you. Your dead body is going to be raised from the grave and made like Jesus' resurrection body by power from that same realm. And God's power is going to transform this earth and make it new. It's going to make the world new. Unseen power producing physical, visible change. Well, Jesus, in his humanity, accessed unseen power and provision in his earth ministry and shows us how sons of God live in this world. Through the cross and the new birth, we've been made joint heirs with Jesus with access to that same power and provision. Now, to appreciate and walk in our inheritance, not only must we understand that there's more to reality than what we see, we also need to understand that there's more to life than just this life. From the moment you come into existence at conception, you are an eternal being or someone who's going to live forever. Nobody ceases to exist at death. You're an eternal being. I don't mean you've always existed like God. God has always existed. He's an eternal being in a different class than us. He has always existed. He has no beginning and no end. We have a definite beginning. You began when you were conceived in your mother's womb. You have a definite beginning, but now that you're here, you'll be here forever. You will never cease to exist. No one ceases to exist at death. The difference between you and God is he's God and you're not. That means a lot of things, but one of the things it means is he has always existed. There's never been a time when God was not. You have not always existed. There's a lot of time when you weren't. You came into existence in your mother's womb. But now that you're here, you're going to live forever. The only question is where? When your body dies, you, the unseen part of you, pass into another dimension, either heaven or hell, depending on your response to Jesus in this life. For those who know the Lord, there's life after this life. First in the unseen heaven, and then on this earth, after it's made new. Heaven and earth will actually be one and the same then, but that's a whole can of worms for another day. But here's the point for now. There's more to life than just this life. This life is not supposed to be the highlight of your existence because it's only a tiny part of your existence. If you live to be 100 years old, and most people don't live that long, that's nothing in comparison to forever. If you live the best life possible, if you have the most wonderful life any human being can have, and few of us do that, if you achieve all your dreams and all your hopes come to pass, and that doesn't happen for most of us, even if you live the best life possible and achieve all your dreams, old age and death take it all away. However, Well, let me say this first. Life as it is on this earth right now is not as it was meant to be because of sin. This life is whacked because of sin and the corruption and death it's produced. But all will be made right when Jesus comes again and completes God's plan of redemption. We talk a lot about that. But to walk in the provision of your inheritance in this life, it's vital that you develop an eternal perspective and live with the consciousness, the awareness that there's more to life than just this life. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, Peter wrote that because of Jesus' resurrection, we have a living hope or an inheritance reserved for us in heaven. Let me read verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved for you in heaven. Because of Jesus' resurrection, we have a living hope or an inheritance reserved for us in heaven. Now this is part of what we discussed last week, what Paul referred to in Ephesians 1:3, that we're blessed with spiritual blessings in heaven. We do have access to the provision and power of the unseen realm to help us now. But the inheritance reserved for us in heaven also includes the life to come. This inheritance is incorruptible, undefiled, and fadeth not away. The Amplified says it this way, it is an inheritance which is beyond the reach of change and decay. It's imperishable, it's unsullied, it's unfading. It's reserved for us. Reserved means to guard from injury by keeping an eye on. Goodspeed's translation says it this way, which is kept safe for you in heaven. You need to understand there's more to life than just this life. Too many TV preachers give us the idea that the whole purpose of the gospel is to make this life the highlight of your existence. And Jesus died to give you an abundant life, meaning cars and houses and lands. And the Bible says nothing like that. So we have Christians who end up sorely disappointed when that doesn't happen in their lives. They either get so upset because they can't figure out what they're doing wrong, or they get mad at God and the preacher because it isn't working for them. But we've been misled. That doesn't mean there isn't provision for this life, but the scene of the best part of our life is ahead in the life to come.
You've been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.